Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to go to the next level? Tell me, are you ready to go?
Potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health, you know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer. What other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas too that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness, potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do tampons and pads get that ultra-white, clean look? Usually chlorine bleach, which can also create toxic dioxin and other disinfection byproducts. According to an EPA draft report, dioxin is a serious public health threat that has no safe level of exposure. To make matters worse, tampons create a favorable environment for bacterial growth.
Certainly there's a lot of plastic involved with pads and the issues with tampons and the history you have to be careful with. Toxic shock syndrome and stuff, just because of what it's made out of, is kind of a nidus of bacteria that's not so good for patients.
Micro tears in the vaginal wall from tampons allow bacteria to accumulate when left too long. One infamous risk is toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, caused by poisonous toxins from bacteria. TSS is a life-threatening condition that affects women under 30 most. While any woman using tampons can get TSS, over 60% of TSS fatalities happen in women ages 15 to 24. For too long, these facts have been conveniently swept under the rug, while hundreds of millions of women suffer with no alternatives. Until now. Introducing Cherish Premium Sanitary Napkins by Inspire. Cherish.
WAMRDB, the women's station. The new look and feel of radio.
Well, hi, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. You're listening to WAMRDB. It's the meeting in the ladies' room. Tonight, there's Steve Fly in the house. I'm in the hot seat tonight at the table with my producer, Miss Karima, on the line. How are you doing out there this evening?
You can't say none of us down here, George. What we got going on, y'all? What do we got, ladies, going on? We finna have the first black governor. Now y'all finna see how much money these sisters down here truly got. When I tell you, they can't out, you came outspend a black woman. You heard me. Left that sister. I mean, good luck to Miss Stacey Evans and everything. She fought a good part. But from 75%, Stacey Abrams over Miss Evans, 25%. So you already know that whoever, you know, I have switched parties, right? I have switched parties. No, real talk. Real talk. I'm going to tell everything I know. You heard me. So I'm just saying.
You're gonna tell us everything.
I'm trying to tell you what's real. Listen, do you know what that means for every young black girl in the state of Georgia, even around the world, that allows, a country that allows a particular woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
That has been pretty much off the radar scale. You don't see us on radio no more. You don't hear us on radio.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see us on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The woman's station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says the new look and feel of radio. You know, we're moving. We've been on a curve moving this way. And so you all just see the revitalization of not asking for permission. When we met, we never asked for permission to get down this road. We just did it.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. You flew your happy self into into Atlanta. All frizzed up because you ain't flown in all the time. She having a family attack on the plane. I ain't flew in a long time. This is a sister that flew all the way to Europe, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, back all the way to Europe, you know, where ain't no black people at, really. But you come here to the black Mecca and you nervous. I don't understand. You should have been nervous down there in Covington. That's a little bit boring. You got the French flag going around all over. I know you was looking at our intern. What's the little girl named? She's just all peppy, curly, all peppy and happy and all of that. You know, but it is what it is. So I'm just saying. I'm excited. Because you know I got the dirt on me. You know, we should be buying a building by tomorrow. You know,
I'm hoping to have one by tomorrow. That would be a blessing.
I know they listening. I know you're listening because you think I'm playing with you. You better ask my psychiatrist. I'm telling you the truth. I'm gonna put it to him, man. I'm just saying. I just need to bring that out. Of course, you know we have wonderful weather here in Atlanta, so we'll talk about that next. But, you know, I appreciate you letting me talk on the show today. I normally don't get a chance to say too much. Ah, boy, I'm excited. I got all excited.
I know that is wonderful news. True. I'll be glad when we can have a sister here in Minnesota running for governor and win. You know, but as you know, we have a mayor here in St. Paul, and he's the first black mayor in the city of St. Paul. And I am so so excited about that. Melvin's down to earth. Melvin Carter Jr. Actually, Melvin Carter the third, to be honest, not junior. He's the third. His father was on another show that I did, and so it's a wonderful thing that we have our first black mayor in the city of St. Paul. Yeah, so it's time to celebrate.
Oh, that's right. Somebody better tell him something. Ain't nobody going nowhere. I don't know what people are thinking. Like, we gonna leave. Y'all, they brought us over here in a boat. Give us some ships, some nice yachts, and we'll go back with... We'll go back where y'all told us to go. But ain't nobody. They act like we got here on our own. You know, that's why. Look, Demonica. And I ain't gonna say no. I'm gonna let you run your show other than listen. That's why black people.
Well,
don't
I'm not running the show. You supposed to be working tonight, not me.
I'm always working. I'm just saying, you know that you got to be curious and cautious now. You never see black people on them old Caribbean ships and stuff. Now, Tom Joyner, he made sure there were all black people on the boat. So we was all safe. All black captain.
Yeah.
Wasn't nobody turning the boat around. You remember that little tour? They used to have a little boat thing. Oh, Sinbad. It was Sinbad. Remember?
Yeah, Sinbad was on there. Uh-huh.
Sinbad. Sinbad used to have his little boats and stuff going out there all in the sea. But I found out they had a black captain, whole black crew. Wasn't none of that old sabotage stuff. Drop our bus off in the middle of some island, come on, we'll be right back. You know, that kind of stuff. We ain't about that no more. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that no more. We don't want to get on a boat. Nope, I'm good. I'm serious, man. They try to take me out here. We got Lake Alatoona, right? Tell me, what's all right? You want to get on the boat? Last time I got on the boat, look what happened.
What happened?
We ended up in America.
Shut up, girl. You know what? Our listeners, in case you didn't know, that's the producer right there. That's Miss Karina Ali with her crazy butt.
Am I crazy? Or am I telling you
the
truth?
Well, you
it's
are
the
telling
truth.
The truth. You ain't too crazy because you are telling the truth will set you free. As my sister would
see,
say, and she's a Virgo, just like you.
That's my girl. That's my girl there, boy.
Sheree said, don't bite your tongue. Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Now, I'm trying to tell you. Don't they got a song called Tell the Truth?
No, I don't have no song called Tell the Truth.
So let's get into this. So you've been doing a lot of everything. You know, you've been interviewing a whole lot of folks. You done brought it to the table. You know, ain't nobody got nothing else to say. You know, you proved your show. I already knew it because anybody that knows me, I hope I'm not too away from far from the phone, but anybody that knows me, they you already know my circle is tight and right. I be talking smack to people. Like, I just text Angie, talking about the grass ain't cut at the club. What's going on? What's happening at the club? You know, I be taking on everybody's business. They be like, don't even, their workers be like, don't say nothing to her.
That's true, though.
I be taking over. But look, But let me ask you a question. Okay, so congratulations to you for getting the last one across the threshold. He on his way out into life. Talk to us a little bit about the graduating young prince that's coming out into the world. Your son, congratulations to him. And congratulations to you, too, because I know you fought hard and beat a lot of ass. Yeah, you know, black mama be beat people. Look, I'm just saying, you got the touches.
No, you know what? I'm so happy. I'm stressed out about it too. But I'm really happy because, you know, and I'm sad. I'm sad because, you know, that's the baby of the bunch. You know, that's the last of Mohicans. I have three generations of kids. So he's the last one. And his name is Javion, in case you didn't know. And I'm so proud of him. And he's graduating on June 1st here at the Roy Wilkins Auditorium here in St. Paul at 7 o'clock for Roseville High School. And he's into sports for football and track. He plays basketball. He's just great. I used to be real athletic, when I was younger, although you can't tell, but I was very much into sports such as basketball. I had a scholarship to go to August Granite College outside of Rockford, Illinois, but I ended up getting my other knee injury. I had a knee injury when I was younger, and so I just didn't do it. I wish I would have pursued it. And I also played softball, and softball was my thing, and basketball number four. I was a forward, so I'm so proud of him, though. And I'm just stressing out because, as you know, my granddaughter, and I'm proud of her, Vasadi, she's graduating in Maryville, Indiana on May 31st, and I feel bad because I can't make her graduation because his graduation is June 1st. However, I'm trying to make it to her graduation party, which is June 2nd. And then his graduation party is June 8th. So, yes, it's a lot to be stressed out about right now.
Okay. It's great to be stressed. So we got a few calls popping on. We got a caller from 217 area code. Where is 217 at? Where y'all from? 217 area code.
We got 217. I got my hometown in the house.
Yes, you have your hometown in the house.
Oh my goodness. Who's on the line?
Sheila from Springfield. Your cousin.
That's my cousin Sheila Kareem on the line from Springfield, Illinois, in the house. That's the capital of Illinois.
In case you didn't know.
No.
the Wabash River run down there, don't it? The Wabash River. Don't it run down through there?
Yeah.
The Wabash River. Yeah. Okay, let me finish. I told y'all I done traveled a few places. I remember going down the wall. I went to school in Vincennes, and we had an inner tube race. And I was an athlete, 120, 30 pounds of just muscle. And I took my only black, put myself on that rubber, tire, and floated down the Wabash River. It was a Wabash River race. I try to tell you. And, of course, my neighbor called her mama, who's across the fence from my mama, and said, you know, she going down the Wabash River. And I'm telling you, news travel quick, all the way from Vincennes. Now, you going down to the bottom there and all the way back up to Gary, Indiana. My mama was on the phone talking about, I'm going to kick your ass. I know you ain't on no. Now, what if you drown? What's wrong with you? If you die, I'm going to kill you.
Every time I can't.
So we got another caller from area code 320. Another area code 320. Where are these area codes coming from? What happened? 320 area code.
320 area, Sandstone, Minnesota.
we got Sandstone in the house. Who am I speaking with?
Yep. Baby Kodiak stopping by, visiting with the ladies.
Baby Kodiak in the house. That's what I'm talking about. Wall radio on the line. Yes, indeed. Z100 the beat, all that. Thank you.
Oh, we were just talking about
I know Karima's going to put me on Front Street right now with everybody. So, Karima, go on and ask your questions because you're the interviewer here tonight.
Okay. Well, we're talking about your son. We're talking about you being stressed out over nothing. But everybody that know you already know that that's like her thing. See, I mean, if you want somebody to carry your worries, just talk to the Monica. That's the kind of beautiful spirit she has. No, that's the spirit she has. It's a great opportunity to really know Demonica, because you know she one of them people that will roll up her sleeves and be down with you for real. You know, when it all boils down to it. So Demonica, we were talking about your son, the graduation. You got the graduations in Maryville, Indiana. That's right up the street from Gary. I be knowing these little spots. See, I'm trying to tell you, I'm from Midwest. But what is going on with? Like, we got some albums that you got going. You got some music that you got out. Talk to us about some of your upcoming projects.
Well, my upcoming project I'm working on, hopefully, if it ever get done. And I got to send a shout out and prayer to Flinch, my producer, Flinch. I have another producer. His name is Charles Hayes. So we're working on a project. So I'm using like different producers on this project to kind of bring out the different side of me. So the name of the CD will be called The Images of Life. And it's basically about me, you know, God puts you through things for a reason, you know, and I feel like now that this is my time, you know, this is my time to shine. And like I said, I'm working on the project right now. I've got different songs that's going to be out. One that I have them working on is called All Right. And All Right is basically I'm going to say inspirational song, not necessarily gospel. It could be gospel, but inspirational, just letting everybody know in this day and time, we're always so stressed out about what's going on. But just to let people know that everything is going to be all right. You know, I'm talking to from the elderly people, what's going on. We're not going to get into politics, but what's going on politically, what to prepare for. And as long as you keep him in faith, everything's going to be all right. Then I'm going to be working on a little country music. So it's a different variety of different types of styles. As I mentioned, I was born and raised Catholic. So that's the reason I believe I have the diversity of music that I have. I can do anywhere from R&B, which is, you know, Gladys Knight is one of my favorite singers, as well as Tina Marie, Marlena Shaw, Dinah Washington, and jazz, and then being able to go back and I can do Pat Benatar and the group Heart. I like country music, you know, Kenny Rogers. I love Kenny Rogers. I think he has a phenomenal voice. Carrie Underwood. And blues, of course, Betty Wright, Peggy Scott. So I'm going to be doing a different variety of music. It's going to be blues, as well as rock, as well as country and inspirational, as well as my house music. So working on a dance house record right now to be released overseas with the Vino Recordings. And with Vino Recordings, Raindrops, my previous song that we'll probably be playing tonight, that song went number one. Up in the number one spot for almost 15 weeks. So just trying to get things done, you know, get out here. And also, as you know, I work with my God brother, K.G. Wilson. I had to take a break for a minute from Hope Ministries. And he's a peace activist here in the Twin Cities. And what I was doing is actually singing for the vigils, for the people who lost their families from violence, such as gun violence or domestic abuse. I had to take a pause from it, but I'm ready to jump back in to the seat again in the next couple of weeks and be out there activating within as well. Yep, so it's a lot.
So let me just ask you a question. You said the song that you were talking about that was overseas, what's the name of that one?
It's called Raindrops.
Raindrops, yeah, I thought that was hot. So I have right now,
The Voice was over there on Vino Recordings, Raindrops, and I did a song back in the day with a producer named Vince Lawrence, who's a huge house music producer. Unfortunately, I've had the experience of I shouldn't have mentioned no names, but just trying to get basic with that back then, but I didn't get credit for that. But you know, hey. Got to keep it going.
What about Everyday of Life? What about that one?
Everyday in New Life, I recorded that song with Jason, J-A-E-S-O-N, and the producer, his name is LST, what 21st century sounds. I did a lot of projects with LSD. I worked with Jason on Every Day a New Life, and that's talking about what's going on in the world today. I've also worked with Tam Tam, who's out of Alabama. I'm hoping Tam Tam will tune into the show tonight, but I'm not sure if she's going to be available. I did a song with her called Funky Fox. I've done a lot of projects with LST throughout the day, all the way from the 1990s all the way up until now.
You're showing your age, girl.
Well, you know, age ain't nothing but a number.
All right, now, huh? That's what you be telling them on the club, huh? Girl, don't be talking too much. Your husband gonna take that phone from you. That'd be the end of the show.
Right, he listens to me but right now.
That'd be the end of the show. We won't be doing that one no more.
Crazy.
I don't know why y'all crying. I ain't playing.
Well, you
I'm
got
so
the callers
sorry.
On the line. Did it, you know, there's the callers online. Any questions you guys want to ask or anything you want to say? We have the callers on the line.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're here.
And who am I speaking with
go
now?
Go ahead, Carla from... No, from 217. Oh, that's down there in Peoria, Illinois.
That's Springfield, my hometown on the phone.
Springfield.
Okay. Yeah, Springfield in the house. You got a question?
No.
Well, what you gonna say? You got a statement?
No. I'm just listening. No, I don't want to talk on the radio.
Oh, okay, well, that's
well, you are
already talking right now.
But you are ready. There you go. So we're going to be right back, you guys. We are talking with Demonica Fly. This has been a great opportunity, but I'm going to play my, you know, I got to play my song, so I'm just sorry.
Oh,
we'll be
Lord.
Right back, y'all.
She's getting ready. She's ready to play Still in Love. This is Still in Love with myself and Patrick Adams.
You listen to WMRDB, Meeting in the Ladies Room with Demonica Fly. New looking feel of radio. We are the Woman Station.
Inside my head,
right, you guys. I ain't got nothing to say. I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to say a word. We back with Meeting in the Ladies' Room. That's my song. I don't care what you say. We used to play it in the AM at 1420 here in Atlanta, the AM station. And DeMonica was always late telling everybody in Atlanta, you know I'm running late. That's why he like, let's go to social media. You were just telling people, I'm running late. I'm about to be in here in a few minutes. I was like, okay. Don't keep saying it because they listen. But I love that song. I mean, tell us a little about that piece that you and the brother did, Patrick. Because, I mean, for real, I do understand it. I know a lot of times that was his song or his production, uh-huh. And that's a wonderful song, really. But you were telling me something about it when you were talking to me earlier, some months ago, when I was just falling in love with that song. What has driven you to, God, that's another area code, a weird one. Oh, we're area codes running up here, 763 area code. State your name and where you calling from.
Oh, you talking to me?
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Lady V, and I'm calling to talk about DeMonica Fly.
Oh, thank you, Lady V. How you doing, hon? Thank you.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing
okay.
All right.
You surprised me. You surprised me. I was like, waiting. Okay.
This is another vocalist that I sing with here on the line too, Karima, and everyone listeners. This is Lady V. This is Vicky Sharp. We call her the Queen.
Yes.
The Queen. That's the karaoke queen right now that's here in the Twin Cities.
Yes.
What's going on?
That's what I do. That's what I love to do. Well, you know, I'm just jumping on here just to say that this is one fly woman. She's awesome. She's beautiful. She is everything that you could possibly want. She gets out there in the community. She helps. She does everything that you could possibly want. She's every woman. That's basically what I could say about her. She helped me, especially in the time that I just experienced. I don't necessarily have to go into it right now, but she came to me in a time of need, but she comes to you in a time of need for everybody. She just gets out there and she gets busy and she just don't know how to sit down sometimes, which I tell her she needs to sit down sometimes. But, okay, I did just jump in, so I don't really know what the subject is tonight, so.
Thank you. I guess Karima's just basically talking about some things that I'm doing and just talking about me, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Vicky. I'm so glad to be a part of your life. You're a beautiful person.
Yes, and I love you for it, that's for sure. So, you know, she's every woman, as I said. She does many things. So I wanted to put that out there for you. That's one thing I can say. I've known her for many, many years. We've done a lot of things together. I've seen with her. So that's one
thing
I have
to say. Well,
you were
part of the, you were on the Suddenly video that I did of Suddenly, you know, the documentary of Suddenly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep,
yes,
you had the opportunity to do that with me. Yep. And thank you so much. Yep. Part of the other band, I had a band back in the day, not too long ago, a few years ago, that Jeff managed that's on the line now. That was High Definition, where Lady B was one of the lead singers in the band and had the opportunity to share the stage with me at Pride and Santorini's and all the other places here in the Twin Cities.
Yes, yep, sure was. Yep, mm-hmm. We've done. Oh, and we also did the show at Sharks back in the day. We did
did the Funky Town Express. Yes, we did.
Yes, yes, we sure did. We did that show together. So we've done many things over the years.
Mm-hmm. We sure have. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have. Yes,
yep.
We have. Well,
so,
I thank you so much, Vicki. Thank you.
All righty.
So let me ask you a question. You said so you guys do more than karaoke then. You're not doing just karaoke. You are a singer as well.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am a singer as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she had you as the karaoke queen. Me here as the karaoke queen.
Oh, she
is. And all
the
people in Atlanta going.
Queen. She is.
Okay.
But she also
sung in the
band
too.
With me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that was which
band
is it?
Oh, High Definition. Jeff was
High Definition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that one of the songs on the track? Feel Your Body?
No. No, that's not it there. Suddenly I did that. That was with Sheryl Sunny Thompson. And I did Suddenly with Sheryl Sunny Thompson as far as the documentary part of it and production, too, as well, which is with Michael Pugsley and Sheryl Sunny Thompson as well as myself. I wrote that song Suddenly. Vicki was in the documentary part of the creation of Suddenly.
And that's the stuff that's on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's
Suddenly is not out. I'm working on Suddenly right now. You're thinking of In Line. Now, In Line, that's a different song that I've co-wrote. I wrote the last part of the song. Amber Ann Love wrote the first part of the song, and the song is about drugs and alcohol and learning how to get in touch with yourself, getting yourself in line. I wrote the last part of the song myself about my son's car accident. As you know, I've been through a lot of tragedy the past few years and coming out of that now, and I'm just thankful that my child is alive and, you know, in the loss of my granddaughter and dealing with that. Actually, I'm coming out with a song that's called Until We Meet Again. It's a duet. Hopefully it'll be a duet with myself and my lead singer of my band, Another Level, Al Hudson. We'll be working on. So we'll be recording that song soon. Once Grinch gets better out of the hospital, we'll be recording that for my project. So it's been
so, I'm just saying, the other project that I really wanted to go over is you guys were doing a show where each individual was going to be singing the songs of some legendary people. You were going to do which songs were you going to sing?
Well, which one? Which
right.
show are you talking about? You know I got a lot of shows going on.
Right, you're right. But you said that each person was going to sing, like you were going to sing Etta James and another song and another song.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
One of
that's
the guys.
Show, that's, yeah, he was going to do B.B. King and Wilson Pickett and then also Donny Hathaway. Yeah, so I'm working on that. That's the show I'm talking about bringing down to Atlanta. So I'd be actually Etta James. Then we'll have a BB King.
Come down here. You can blow.
Wilson Pickett.
All I'm going to say is you better sing your stuff off the chain. Because you know it's an ugly thing out here. They can blow. They come off the slave plantation. This is what real slavery was down here in Georgia, Mississippi, honey. You got
all
to understand.
Right.
They would haul out there in that hot sun like it was the other day. It was like 102 degrees. Boy, black folks down here be like,
So you gotta
right now,
come
they
to,
all drive with their windows up.
You got to do some southern stuff. You got to do some southern singing.
You got to come on with the vocals.
Well,
okay.
You know I bought it last time, Karima, too.
She can blow. She can blow.
You got to do some of that southern stuff.
Well, I'm definitely working on my. I can tell you this right now. I have kind of put pause on that because I'm working on my Tina Marie tribute right now. Yeah, so I'm working on the Tina Marie tribute as we speak. Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys, we're gonna take a break and listen to. Feel Your Body. All
that's
right?
House
with
music.
Fly.
Yeah, you can tell. Well, yeah, you better tell folks. House music. We'll be right back.
That
you're
is
listening
house
to
music. Yes, it is.
The Monica Fly Meetings in the Ladies Room with myself and some of her guests in from all over the country listening to WMRDB, the Women's Station, a new look and feel of radio. We'll be right back.
Girl,
if you work that out. I ain't playing with you.
I ain't playing with you. That was an idea, dancing and doing the Zumba on that one.
The girls, honey, these queens down here would be working that. Girl, these drag queens be throwing their hair everywhere. And girl, doing them flips on the floor and pop, girl, whatever. We got to get, I'm about to play that mode. Girl, I need to get on this little exercise bike and do that. Girl, that could be like the queen's music, or it could be the fat girl exercise music. Because, you know, fat girls are out of business right now. You know, if you don't make it to Valentine's Day, they stuff us back in the closet and go for skinny ones. So while we can start working out now, that's a workout song. Anyway. I know. But we got some callers on the line. We got another caller. Yeah, man, I just had to say that. I had to play that a little bit more. So, okay, tell us a little bit about Feel Your Body.
Well, Feel Your Body was produced by LST with 21st Century Sound. I was a good friend of mine and my producer on a lot of my stuff. And it's a dance, as you know, it's a dance song, but I'm also promoting it as, you know, a workout song. As you mentioned, it was funny that you said that because that's really what it's for, is loving yourself and feeling your body. And so it's a good workout song. And it was so funny because the first time I performed it live, I was at Arnella's. As you know, Arnella's is an R&B club, and they more, you know, cater to R&B dance music, but not really too much of time. So I performed the song. I was actually emceeing the show when Sherelle was here, and I opened up for Sherelle, and I did that song. I was so nervous. It was so funny. I did the song, and I'm like, you know what? These people are not going to like this song. They want to hear some funk or, you know, whatever, Tina Marie or something. I did that song, and they partied their butts off in Arnella's on that song. They're like, girl, what's that song? Where can we get that song, Feel Your Body, at? So, yeah, it was good.
Girl, that was them undercover queens, honey. That was them undercover queens that came out. Girl, some music, you know, you got some folks that church music. They hear Amazing Grace or, you know, whatever, and that come out. But them undercover queens came out in that club, girl. If I wasn't doing Ramadan, I'd be in somebody's club tonight. I'll go to Ann's and tell them, play this. You know they have to do it. Go to both of them, play this right here. That's some undercover queen stuff. They probably was just kidding me, girl. Girl, whatever. You say whatever you want. I like that. I bet you my mama like that. How you think I'm playing? She probably listening. I don't say nothing. But anyway, but that's a great workout song, really. You know, and you mentioned Arnella's. You know, we want to just give her not just a shout out, but just so much praise for what she did for you and so many other people, artists and stuff. I don't want her name to be forgotten because she started back in the day when it was unheard of, and a powerful, strong Black educated woman has been called home. You know, but.
Yeah.
Her name, every time you say her name, it resonates a part of where she touched lives that will go on to continue to touch lives. And so I just say that, you know, most wholeheartedly. I'm not always silly, I'm just saying. But there is a side to me that is serious. And we definitely just wanted to just share with you and the folks in St. Paul how we feel about, you know, women like her. You know, I tell people all the time, and I try to be funny, but I always allow people to laugh, but I always want them to think about it, and you think, and it'll come to you. You know, this world right now is about real women, and we on some real women shit, and real women are standing up. And as Black women, you know, where we are in our age, we got to show these young girls that it's time to be queen, because I'm going to sit my old self down somewhere, you know. And so it's all right to be able to do this, but we also have to just look at what Arnella stood for. And, you know, based on what I know about any kind of political situations in that climate in St. Paul, she had to go through a lot. and she braved
it. Oh, yes,
yes
she did.
And we just definitely, you know, just it was just a feat that most people could not even think about. So everybody, we listened to Meeting in the Ladies' Room with our host, the Monica Fly, and she has a great amount of people online. We got another weird area code that came up. Area code 763, state your name and what area code that means, where you're calling from.
Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Okay.
We still have
on the line. Okay, then we got the 32 area code. And that's down in, okay. And we got a 217 area code as well.
That's
state your name and where you calling from.
She's not going to talk again. She's just going to sit there and listen from the 217.
She was laughing 2 minutes ago.
just in Minnesota, so that doesn't mean. That's okay. The Arnella thing.
Monica, yeah.
Actually, the fun part is to know that Arnella outsurvived all the nightclubs.
I didn't hear you.
All
what did you say?
All those nightclubs that were in St. Paul, she survived all of them. Starting out with the Oz nightclub and the Cedar Club and all that. Yeah. You learned about strong black women. She survived a massive storm. When St. Paul was trying to go deep culture and close up the club, she survived that too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, that is legacy.
Definitely is. And you know, and it really hurts me because right now I'm still trying. As you know, Jeff, I'm advocating on having us to have this club stay the same, you know, keep our history in the community because we have nowhere to go. You know, and then two, I'm working on trying to have a street named after her. So I've been in the process of working on that. Also, the Arnella's Foundation, trying to put together something for Arnella to keep the legacy going, to give back to the community for the School of Art with her name for the nonprofit. So I'm in the process of trying to put that together and work on that. So I'm staying pretty busy, crazily busy. And not getting the results that I would like to get. But hopefully with tonight's show, we'll get some results.
And that silence was brought to you by...
I know Green was quiet right there. But yeah, that's, you know, that's, Arnella was like a mother to me, as you know. And she's done a lot for us entertainers here in the Twin Cities, as well as bringing national and international acts in the house, such as Alexander O'Neill. Prince came at the club before and played there on that stage. We've had everyone from Bobby Blue Bland to, you know, Millie Jackson to everyone that came at that club. And so it really hurts me, you know, for me to even just drive by there, living in St. Paul now, every day, driving by to see this building just sitting there. She just got the outside of the building renovated. But, you know, yes, the inside doesn't need a little love and care and some touch-up. Yeah, it needs some touch-up for the inside. But I say that we need to try to stand together and get this club. So I'm calling out and I'm stating to listeners, please, if we can get someone to purchase Arnella's and keep it into the African-American community, I would be so happy. So happy.
Lined up. Let me just ask you a question. Out of the years, you've had so many guests on your show, the Monica. I mean, you have had some, you know, Grammy, Emmy, I don't know which one, but star people that come from places that I could have never even understand down here. And even though the South has a lot of history, black women are not recorded at the level that they should be to be able to allow that legacy. They only, unless you can get into mainstream and have a large marketing budget,
you know, you're not really, you're not really recognized. And so, you know, I think that my question is, as you've been able to experience, you know, based on being, you know, here in Atlanta, you know, having eyes and ears on the ground, you know, you'd be knowing stuff about stuff in Atlanta that I don't even know about. And I'm like, I need to get out more, you know, so...
Yes,
you know, but
you know,
we
got everything there.
That's all you keep talking about. I'm scared to let you come here back here because I know somebody that is gonna be like, they probably put anyway. So I'm just gonna say, how do you measure? I'm just saying this is my opinion. I'm on the outside looking in. How do you measure the artist from one area to the other? Isn't the music a little bit different? The song, the, you know, all of that is different. Am I correct? I mean, everybody has a different, I love the music I hear up north. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, maybe that's because I was born, you know, I wasn't born, but I was raised up there. But songs, the music that you hear, the songs that you sing, you know, it just pulsates you. You have that harmonic vibration going on, and everybody's on a different level. People are having a great time. Down here, you know, they're in the club, and it's the same baka 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 music. And I think that's why they're so, you know, in a place. It really kind of desensitizes people to the ear. Your ear becomes desensitized. That's why I don't listen to the radio. I just listen to my station. I don't listen to nobody else's. I might be wrong, but hey, how do you feel about that? You know what I mean? Because you came up in the music world. You've been in the music world for over 30 years. How do you see the comparison between the two? And how does that affect, you know, all the people that you have worked with, you know, around the country versus down here?
I mean, I don't really see, you know, I like all kinds. Don't get me wrong, because I love my blues. I'm a diehard, like, Billy Jackson is one of my favorite blues singers, you know, and I like all kinds of music. It's really not different. It's just, I guess it is, because down south they have more, like you said, the different type of style of music, but it's the younger generation. The younger generation's music, not to be funny, and no offense to the younger audience, but most of their music sounds the same, whether it's northern or southern music. Now, I can't tell who is who when I turn on the radio now, because everybody's sounding alike. Instead of just doing them and being creative, doing their own style, that's what they need to do, is come up and do their own style and take a chance. You know, I myself, and I really can't talk. I mean, I haven't made it yet, but what I like to do is just show, like I said earlier, the diversity and the style of music that I like to do. I like to do different styles of music. I just like music. I like classical to country to everything. Do I love hip hop? I love hip hop. I like a lot of the old school hip hop, and I like some of the new hip hop. I like Lil Boosie on the hip hop. I love Snoop Dogg. You know, it's all kind of music. But I guess I could say that it is a little bit different. From when I came down to Atlanta, though, I was listening to this station. It's the same music that we play here. It's the same music.
Okay.
It's just that it's just the stations, though, down there are more geared to the younger party crowd audience. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because you guys definitely are known for the Party City right now. I mean, you got everybody down there, from Jermaine, Dupree, to all that. So that's, you know, it's more party. Not saying we don't party here, because we do, but you have more stuff going on down there than here.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Every day a new life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Every Day a New Life, that's produced once again by LST with 21st Century Sound. The rapper, his name is Jason. He's spelled with J-E-S-O-N. And what LST was just looking for, I'm just basically singing the hook line, which is like the chorus, in case people don't know. So it's the chorus of the song. and a few accents on the song, me doing a few ad-libs, adding to the song. They were looking for a vocalist that kind of put jazz. He wanted to do a rap with jazz, kind of like pajazz, I guess you would call it. But it's about what's going on in the world today and how we can make a better way every day, a new life, taking one day at a time. So they wanted a vocalist to do a little bit of jazz, and LSG called me and said, hey, D-Fly, I need you to come on in the studio and lay this track out. We need little jazz riffs and stuff. So that's what I did.
All right, we're gonna throw that back, Every Day, A New Life. Name of the artist is a collaboration between several artists.
Yes, I'm myself and Jason with the LSD as the producer, 21st Century Sound.
All right, y'all, you are listening to Meetings in the Ladies Room, hosted by Demonica Fly. Tonight, we're talking about D-Fly. Tell a friend.
It's a new life, better day, where you forever smile. Like when you see heaven chariots come through the clouds. All the kids around the world can eat. Every gangster put down their gun, exchange a hug of peace. All the drugs go back in the earth, all the money turn to sand. No diseases across the land. Sick children become none but happy faces. They feel the comfort of baby Jesus' blanket. The black can see the sunshine, but what's major? The deaf can hear the winds of nature. No more pain, no more death from battlefields. While world leaders make deals, eat beautiful meals. Witness a global picnic, we're all invited. Celebration every nation, we're all united. Everybody's with their soulmate side by side as you camouflage with the sky.
Every day.
Better day, a better way to survive. No more war zones, no more airstrikes, no more death camps, no more slave trades, no more family and victims left in mass graves. No more weapons or the guns turn to water. No more dead sons, no more missing daughters. No more cocoa fields and ghetto kids killed. No more molesters and pedophiles running wild. No more politics, no more police. No more serial killers roaming the streets. No more prisons, all you see tables of brotherhood. Every race and color is understood. No more homeless wearing duct tape shoes. No more women being abused. No more hospitals. Remedies is in the fruit tree. There's a kingdom for you and me.
Every day.
Like when you see heaven chariots come through the clouds. Everybody around the world is united in peace. There's a kingdom coming for you and me.
Every day.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
RDB, the women's station, the new look and feel of radio.
Am I meeting in the ladies' room? Okay.
Well, welcome to the ladies' room right now. We've got Jeff on the line.
Hi there.
And, of course, the producer Kareem on the line. Thank you, listeners, for so much listening in to tonight's show. Jeff, you got to say something, give a shout-out.
I give you a shout-out to my great Monica Fly singer. That is what I shout-out.
Well, Jeff, you have a wonderful program for... Jeff, you have a wonderful program for people that are homeless. Could you tell everybody about that?
Oh, did you have a moment to ask? The best way to explain it is we put a program together, a nonprofit organization, to help people get over by giving them the hand up they need instead of a handout. Mm-hmm. So when they need help like down payment assistance or their credit is so low, we have the non-interest program to non-interest loan program to help you get their mortgage on their house. And as long as that when they... I guess more than anything else, it's more about what they need instead of what our program needs. So you come in with the plan.
I can't hear you. Just speak up a little bit, Jeff. Okay.
I'm sorry. It's about their plan, not about our plan. It's mm-hmm. all about what they need to get back together and home at last. So whether that be the non-interest loan, the down payment, or just some financial education. You know, how'd you get homeless in the first place? Find out how that happened and help them break the cycle, because the cycle's not hard to get back into in a heartbeat. You know, and rentals ain't for everybody. Just, they aren't. Even a stick-built home ain't for everybody. Every once in a while, you might need an RV or a trailer to live in that fits your lifestyle better. The Monica's going to be on the road the rest of her life. Now that JVon's mm-hmm. all grown up, graduated. Get her a nice...
Yeah.
You know, Fleet Master.
Oh, you shouldn't even said that, boy. That's why she's going to be depressed. Don't do that, because she'll be at Javon's college somewhere, parked out in an RV, stalking him.
See, but at the same time, she can visit him anytime she wants. Like, I got to perform in Chicago anyway. I'll just stop by. There you go. See? There you go. Ever thoughtful, ever thoughtful. Besides,
you know, I'm very interested.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the cost of living is so doggone high here. They just recently did statistics on Minnesota. We're number 3 now for the highest cost of living now, and I was surprised to see that.
No, not at all.
You know, cause when I first moved here in Minnesota, yeah, I moved here in 19. Mm-hmm. I moved to Minnesota 1986, November 23rd. A one-bedroom was $350. Now your one bedrooms is going for $900.
If not more, because it depends on where it is.
Yeah.
Because they've got some lofts downtown that are like $1,650, cheap shot.
Yeah,
like,
$1,650, $2,500 on up. I couldn't believe it.
And they do it with a smile. I love that part. I do.
Yeah.
No, it's only $1,650. This will be the greatest living you've ever had. It's like, dude,
right.
It's down. What? No. And the worst part about it is
when you're dealing with a housing situation, you have your needs that if you even go five over what you got planned, the whole thing can crash down around your ears for $5. And people are like, oh, you can know. Your rent is $1,600. You got to pay at least electric. And who's your electric company? Oh, my Lord, don't even get me started.
Right. Right.
If you're in Minnesota, the difference between electric is there's a co-op in Crow Wing County that handles all that power up there that everybody pays in, and then if you pay too much, you get a kickback or a rebate at the end. Meanwhile, when dealing with Northern States Power, you know, 1 minute
right.
it's a $50 bill, and it's a $700 bill, and you're like, who left the heater on? And, oh, I sure hope Ramsey Action Program is still there, because if not, you stay and you're homeless. Because most people make the mistake of paying their bills before they pay their rent.
That is true. Yeah.
Well, because my logic is this. If you ain't got a place to put the heat, then you don't need to pay the electric bill. There we go. So, there you go.
It does make a lot of sense. It does.
And then you're talking
it
about
does.
Still
so,
being home.
So I'm working with Jeff and Karima on that project, you know,
there.
Promoting that.
Yeah, well, the worst part about it is that we've hit an atrophy time for pretty much everything. I just put a post on Facebook a little while ago. I was like, I want to know what makes you want to donate. You know?
Yeah.
There was a kid who asked for $500 and got $2,000 for a speeding ticket. I'm like, really? This little baby needs a heart operation and like 400. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So what is the driving force behind it? And it would appear that right now, nobody, it's not that they don't care, but it's always you go first.
Yeah, that's
you know?
What it is.
And I hate to say it, and you might bite me for it, but our wonderful new millennials haven't got the drive that we had in our generation. You know, technology first and what's shiny second. And, oh, crap, I guess I should pay a bill.
Right.
Oh, you're going to take my car? Why? I got this new iPhone 8.
So that's what I'm saying. I have the opportunity of, you know, working with Jeff to try to, you know, help people on this. With the homeless project, you know, and, you know, working with Jeff. Jeff, the name of the program once again, so let listeners know why they're listening in, and they can look you up real quick.
If you want to Google it, long it's together, Anthony Last. But if you want to store version, it's .org. And yes, we gladly accept our weird little man, some guy accusing me of being a homeless terrorist. Because I had the
right.
And he's like, what? I'm like, okay, sure. Yeah, I'm a homeless terrorist. I'm totally a terrorist against homelessness. Whatever. So, but yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing there. But we're doing that, Karima, as well for the homeless. So once again, you can look that program up. And that's not just here in the state of Minnesota. And, Jeff, I need you to repeat it again. I don't know where you're at within the but we need you to repeat it again because I couldn't hear you as far as where they can look you up and the information. Repeat that again real quick.
Okay. Together and homelesslast.org or tahalast.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. There is no other. In fact, we are together and home at last, now.
Together, I'm going to repeat that because we're solo. Together at
wow,
home
really?
At last, listeners. Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to blame the phone.
Together at last.
Together and home at last.
Together at home at last.
Together and home. Yeah. Thank you,
okay,
the family.
Yeah, because you were breaking up really bad, so that's why we were trying to get the word out real quick here.
No problem.
We got any other listeners on the line, Karima, before we wrap the show up?
You still have the same ones, but every people listening in, don't forget, you guys, to re-listen to this broadcast on the TuneIn app, WMIGB, the Woman Station. tune in now, download it, and become, at least, whatever the word is, favorite. Who said it was a favorite station?
I can't hear you either. I don't know what's going on because you sound muffled. Let's say that again because it's muffled. I can't. No, I'm serious.
Are you
sure? Do sound muffled. Do it again.
Okay, what about now? Is that
better?
I
can hear you now. Thank you. I can hear. Okay, say it again.
Yeah, this phone better work. Don't be singing that. My sister come up here.
You spend $900 for a phone and it don't work? Okay, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, good
that's
man.
It. I was nice to you. I haven't screamed at you and everything for 2 months. But you know what? That's it.
So, guys, we're going to take a minute to hear from one of our sponsors. You're in the meeting in the ladies' room with host Monica Fly and myself. We got a bunch of callers on and places where black folks shouldn't be. So I'm down somewhere up in Minnesota, somewhere down in Illinois, and another place. But they'll be all right. We're going to come get y'all when the war breaks out. Y'all listening to WMRDB, the woman's station, a new look and feel of radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
The Women's Station, the new look and feel of radio.
Yes, indeed, we're back. WAMRDV meeting in the ladies' room with my producer, Karina. This is D-Fly.
That's right. That, you know that song was 8 minutes long.
Yeah, that's because it's a dance record. House music is long.
Why did you record that?
On the floor the whole time. Yeah, and then for you to have to cut out the drum track. The drum track that takes about almost 2 minutes before the song actually comes in, and that's how they kind of do it with the mixing. Dime knows what we're talking about.
I'm just saying, all I'm saying is, who's going to dance for 8 minutes straight? Somebody
they
I
do.
Hate. That's for them young folks. Girl, I know them young queens be out there. What? They be people. I couldn't do it. They got to be fit as
they on that dance.
That's
for
a,
the
that's
whole
a workout.
Weekend.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I couldn't do it, honey. I just gave out 2 minutes and 22 seconds.
Right.
I did. I'm good.
Well, I would like to just thank all the listeners that tuned in to WAMRDB meeting in the ladies' room. I am so elated and excited. Thank you for listening. My name is D5. My producer right here on the line with her crazy self is Kareem Ali. Next Tuesday, we're going to have the Women of Poetry, Spoken Word. So hopefully, Mr. Next Level will be calling in and listening in, because it's the ladies of the poetry for next Tuesday night. We want to thank you guys for listening to WAMRDB, meeting in the ladies' room. Peace and love until we talk again. Have a good evening, everyone.
Looking feel of radio.